Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
En este episodio estamos hablando sobre graduations, COVID-19 edition, because all 2020 is COVID-19 edition.
Yes.
Aquí estamos. We're going to talk about the graduation that my students had, our graduations, and the graduation we experienced in Mexico. A lot of different experiences.
Yes.
All this and more.
Coming up, you guys.
And once again, everybody, bienvenidos to the 50-50 Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Y para los que son nuevos aquí, we are the Spanglish Podcast porque hablamos un poquito así and a little bit like this at the same time. Tenemos esa facilidad de lenguaje thanks to our super duper fortunate, what do you say,
life
circumstance.
Events,
circumstances. Estando un lado de la frontera.
Our lazy parents that didn't go any further into the United States.
Like, as soon as they got to technically not Mexico, dijeron aquí mero.
Here.
So, bienvenidos, everybody. So, we are going to be talking today about graduation. But before that, some people wanted to have a quick little update on sobre las fichas.
Some people
wanted to have a little bit of update on cuanto las fichas. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, listen to 10 Things I Hate About You, Cuarentena Edition. That's our previous episode. Basically, Jessica has a little pet peeve regarding me leaving fichas de cerveza around the house. Como tres fichas, you guys.
No. You know, I really should have taken a picture of each one just to have proof.
Just to have proof?
I have a picture of one, but you that see? Was it.
That's not enough to put me, you know, in contempt in court, man. That's not enough to convict me. It really isn't. Anyways, the update is that...
You're going to give that update?
No, I was going to say the update is that Jessica's going to now update us. That's exactly what I was going to say.
You're doing a lot better.
Yes.
Mostly porque se te acabó la cerveza y no has vuelto a comprar.
No es cierto.
Eso es verdad. Te ríes porque es verdad.
It's not true. Like, why would you say that? It's mostly because I'm a loving, caring husband.
No. Se te acabaron las fichas.
Okay.
And you have been cooking more.
I have been cooking more. That's right.
We've been trying to post more on Instagram in regards to that. Pero siento como que, okay, if you don't listen to the podcast, it's kind of weird. But at the same time, it's only weird if you don't listen to the podcast. So if you want to know what's going on.
Listen to the previous episode, 10 Things They Hate About You.
No, I meant like on my our Instagram.
Oh, sí.
Like,
sí.
You know, puse de que you guys... Jesse was making beans, hizo frijoles de la olla from scratch.
I did.
He llegado del trabajo and, you know, he's had some shape or form of meal, snack, something's brewing. So I really...
I'm like Mrs. Doubtfire, dude.
I really
like,
I am full. Pero it took, mira, it took a podcast of me ranting and putting you on blast in front of people.
It took Mrs. Doubtfire a whole movie and a divorce.
For you, Jesse.
I'm just saying,
for
Robin
you
Williams
to be
learned
like,
this lesson.
Ah, ¿sabes qué? She's right.
Pero el punto es que aprendí.
No, sí, I'm very proud of you. I appreciate it.
There's growth here.
I appreciate it. Now I have to like up my exercise activity porque I haven't been really good at that. And mm-hmm. Now I'm actually like eating. So.
Yeah. So that is the quick little update about those things.
For some reason, you bought soda and now I'm drinking a soda to get...
Ya no he comprado cerveza, but now I'm all about Square y White Claws. That's where I'm at in my life right now.
Square. I'm so bad at drinking soda because I don't like it, but I need to be pumped.
Well, that
no sientes como que, la neta, like, how do people, como, I see you drink soda, así como like you're taking a shot. Like, mm-hmm. No sientes que te arde la lengua cuando tomas soda?
No, it's just mostly you feel gassy a little bit, but that's about it.
Oh, I don't like that burning sensation.
I don't think it's that bad.
Well, it's because I don't drink soda.
You're just not good at drinking soda, that's all.
It's just because no me gusta. But anyways, I needed caffeine. Some form of wake up. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I was playing Animal Crossing and I was getting tired and sleepy.
And now we're recording the podcast and that's the reason why you're drinking soda.
Sí.
I'm glad. I think everybody's on, like... On page.
Update. Ya, pues ya me voy a callar. Ya.
I just want to talk. I want to talk about the whole graduation scene.
Sí, pues sí.
Because I have a lot of students who graduated. Congratulations to my seniors out there.
Oh my God, are you going
to
name them one by one? Is that what you're shutting me up?
Okay. No, I'm not going to name all of them, but you know.
Good job, Josue.
Honorable mention, I guess, to like, you know, my class president, Miss Melanie, right? She was our HOSA president. She graduated. Congratulations to Josue. The ones that we know, Narisa, you know, Celsi. That's, you know, and of course, all my level two seniors out there, you know, that are graduating as well. Felicidades. This graduation was just different for everybody.
Yeah.
COVID-19 obviously has...
Did your school do anything fancy for them?
They did a virtual one, but...
What does that even mean?
Well, Zoom one, I guess. Like, they picked up their...
¿Y no estabas invitado?
I didn't get anything about it, which is kind of like, you know, honestly, I'm a little salty about because I was nominated as honor guard este año.
Yes.
This was going to be the year that I got to dress up fancy and get to see my seniors walk the line and go and give them a thank you.
You didn't shake anybody's hand because you would have shaken like 900 people's hands.
But like, you know what I mean, though? Like, this was like supposed to be something que I get to share with my seniors. You know, this is my like one of my better level two classes that I've had so far. And it was going to be a nice moment. Y pues no se hizo. Mm. So I was kind of salty that can eat by the virtual one. Me hablaron. I was just like, okay.
So Larissa gave her speech?
I have no clue. That's how little I know about this virtual one that happened.
Sí, porque one of my coworkers, her son goes to COVA, pero he's not, que he's a freshman.
Yeah.
And she even knew about the virtual graduation.
I knew that it was happening. When, but maybe where,
she's,
how?
She's a PTO. Maybe because she's on the parent.
That's probably it.
The parent board.
Yeah, that might be it. I don't know if Larissa did, because I don't... anyways, the point that I'm trying to make is that no me llamaron, no me dijeron nada, muchas gracias, like, you know, mm-hmm. like, ¿para qué me esmero tanto como maestro? Honestly,
no
at this point.
Esmeres.
Yeah, next year no me voy a esmerar. You know, porque este año me quitaron las competitions, me quitaron the testing
for
the certification.
Jesse. It's a pandemic.
Me quitaron mis bonuses, o sea, like...
I'm so over people saying that COVID took away my travel and took away, like...
They did, though.
Okay, but it wasn't like COVID decided to be like, ¿sabes qué? 2020, ahí les voy. Like, it wasn't like a predetermined...
No fue malicia, pues.
No, it's just a, ¿cómo se dice? Like, a unfortunate circumstance.
Okay, yeah, discúlpame. O sea, I would think que I could gripe on my own platform aquí about how I feel. O sea, es lo único que quería hacer.
Tú me callaste a mí and now I'm like, move on. we've been very excited about getting invited to parade graduations.
We've been doing a lot of parade graduations.
Okay, calm down. We did two.
That's a lot, dude. When have you ever done a parade graduation in tu vida?
But you're saying like a lot, going to get like more than five. To me, a lot is more than five.
For me, a lot is something I've never done before. Like, hey, how often do you walk? A lot. I walk a lot, bro.
Anyway, we've been walking the dogs. That's fine. Pero we did one for our nephew.
Sí. Shout out to Jeremiah.
He's going to high school. And that was fun. I got forearm soreness from honking the air horn, from pressing the button.
Forearm soreness from honking the air horn.
That's a real thing.
O sea, like, porque estabas presionando con tu dedo el botoncito que sacaba el aire y sacaba el ruido y el chiflido. Mm-hmm. It affected your whole arm?
It did.
¿Cómo va a ser?
Like, from my wrist to my inner elbow on the inside.
Did you amputate it?
No, I wanted to. ¿No te acuerdas la noche que no podía dormir? I had to get an ice pack.
And I was like, babe, por favor, no.
Jeremiah, I wish you know that. I hope you know how much I love you because I was in pain. Y aparte que it was like the first time since quarantine that I've had to try.
What do you mean try?
Like, I had to get dressed up.
Okay.
Porque íbamos a salir y íbamos a manejar like to the next city over, which is like 10, 15 minutes, whatever. You know, decoramos el carro, tuvimos que planear, like, our dinner, you know, like, a qué horas vamos a cocinar, o vamos a comer antes o después, y luego estar ahí. I am a great aunt, so yo me salí, my entire half top of my body was above the sunroof in our car. I was holding a sign, and I was honking on the air horn simultaneously. While the sun was still hot in Arizona. So I was exhausted.
It was more effort than what we were used to in these past 2 months.
Me fatigué.
Era bastante.
So much. Mm-hmm. Like, el sol, you know, like the extraness that I have to
exuberate? I don't know.
Like that I have to put out.
Yes, there you go.
Is that the term?
Sure, why not?
Wow, okay. Sometimes I don't trust myself with my vocab. And you know, like being tía, you gotta be extra when you're a tía. You know, you gotta, especially porque son muchos chamacos, you gotta make them feel special.
Creo que lo que más agrega, or like, you know, adds to this whole being extra, I agree that we had to be extra. We felt like we had to be extra, but I didn't feel like I had to be extra necessarily porque era el tío. I felt like I had to be extra because this fool didn't get an actual graduation party.
Yeah.
You know, because, y otra cosa, let's I want to be clear here. I was extra in the first place because typically I don't think that graduating to high school is a graduation.
It's a promotion.
It's like, you know, you just move from one grade to the other. You just happen to move locations to una escuela. Así que usually I'm the first person that says, nah, te fuiste a la prepa. That's la única cosa that's not even like a graduation. Pero because I felt bad because of the whole circumstances, you know, like
he listens to the podcast.
I know. I want him to know
le
this.
Le valió.
Quiero que sepa esto, Jeremiah. You didn't really graduate, okay? You moved to high school. That's good. Me da gusto.
We're so proud of you.
Don't get me wrong. Like I hope that you keep going after ninth grade, but graduation happens in 12th grade. That's the real graduation. Hopefully, by then, there's not another pandemic that's going on, and you get to celebrate it properly. But because of the circumstances, he couldn't have his little graduation thing.
They had a party planning.
They had a whole party planning. He don't show up, but pues obviamente no se pudo. So because of that reason, I le seguí el rollo. I was super extra también. We even put like a cute little teaser for him.
And it was something to do.
It was something to do,
100%. It was so fun. I had so much fun. Anyway, it lasted like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, no little mucho.
And I was exhausted.
Which, the other graduation parade we did was for, like, you know, Josue and Darisa and Celsi.
The high schools.
The high school one. And that one was, you know, I think even shorter.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, again, like, we decided to go along with it because, yeah, yo personalmente siento que, like, se les robó la oportunidad. You know what I mean? Like, no tuvieron la chance, because during my graduation, okay, I know que tú no eres como yo, en el sentido de que when there's a situation happening that involves me and me getting recognized for something, I am all for it.
Yes, Jesse.
A mí me gustan ese tipo de atención, all right? I try very hard to, like, not seek it out, but it just happens to find me every now and then.
El Jesse se pone como pavo real, así como...
Sí, dude, yo me inflo...
His feathers machine, fluff. Dude.
Like, I am living it up, ¿verdad? So when it was my graduation and, like, we were getting recognized and, oh, you guys, 2008, anything is possible. El pura recession y pura deudas, you know? That's the only thing that was possible. But anyways, when I graduated, I felt like I was on top of it. Like, I felt like, oh, my God, you guys, this is our night. Se va a poder hacer este año. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like that. I felt good.
Wow, this is why we were not friends in high school.
You know, and I went to my grad night. I like the whole 3 hours of the speech of the valedictorian or valedictorian or whatever, como se llama, y el runner up. Like, I ate those speeches up. I was like, yes, you guys, absolutely. Like,
I don't
remember. A mí esas 3 horas, like, I loved it. You know what I mean? Like, and then, of course, the grad night after that, when all the singers go and hang out, like, todo eso a mí me encantó. The whole experience was awesome. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't hurt that your family member comes in and, like, you know, drops you some money. That's always cool. Like, here you go, mijo. Like, these are all good things. Mm-hmm. So I me sentía like, you know, like malo, like, or I felt bad that students and friends that we knew and family were not going to get that. So that's why I was like, okay, let's at least do this.
And, you know, to be totally honest, think of all of the people who would ended up probably sick from COVID-19 if the schools or the governor decided to be like, you know what, let's give them this.
Oh, no, they absolutely did the right choice in not doing it.
How many kids graduated in your class?
Dude, tenemos demasiados, demasiados estudiantes in our school. Too much.
Yeah, I think I was like one of like 300 kids.
Yeah.
And then everyone's family and tíos and tías and, you know, more than half of the school is Hispanic, so you know they're going to bring more people than what they really allowed you to.
And that's only the graduation. Luego sigue todavía la party, la casa, que la familia, que esto, que vamos a cenar.
Yeah, so
it's a lot of exposure. So I'm glad that they definitely...
And I don't know about anywhere else, but aquí they did those really cute lawn, like, stakes outside of people's homes. Eran como little banners to say, like, oh, class of 2020, COFA graduate lives here, or, you know, their picture outside on the lawn. So I thought that was kind of cool. When we paraded around, if we would see one, we would honk.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was nice.
They all had, like, their own banners recognizing the seniors dependiendo de la escuela. And the whole district did it, like, both COFA High School, Zabola High School. There's, like, what, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 different high schools in our district. So independiente de qué high school fuiste, if you were a senior graduating, you had your banner there.
Yeah.
Which was nice, you know. So I definitely do agree con those physical distancing measures that they took. I was just like, ah, qué mala onda para ellos,
you know. It's a bummer.
That being said, though, you would have loved a COVID-19 graduation, huh?
You know, yeah. Yes, I would have. I honestly could have not gone to my graduation. I had a good enough excuse that weekend to not be there. Pero I was like, you know what? Suck it up. No seas sangrona. Like, you're going to regret it down the road, you know? Like, if you didn't do this. You know, the same thing con mi yearbook. No lo quería comprar porque se me hacía como que, oh my God, está bien caro.
Sí, están caros.
And, but then I was like, ¿sabes qué? Down the road, you're gonna want to reference something from high school, and you're gonna regret not buying it. You're gonna regret not, you know. I wasn't gonna go to grad night, no thanks. Pero la graduación en sí, cap and gown, you know, being with the only two friends that I still talk to this day, that I've known since I was in elementary school. Like, one of them was actually pregnant while we were walking the line. So I was like, okay, experience this, you know, experience this.
Take
Jessica.
It in, take it in. Yes.
Pero honestly, like, it's so dumb at the same time porque, okay, estábamos todos en el tin gym, ¿no?
Right.
Before the tin gym died.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. We were all there. They're all holding the seniors there. And like, ponen un maldito, ¿cómo se llama? Like a PowerPoint presentation of like slideshow pictures. And like, only student government is in those slides.
Yeah, that's always been an issue. Like, even to this day, I'm...
Oh, know, really?
Now that I see, like, yeah, because, like, I'm a teacher, ¿verdad? And I see student council doing their thing. And it's always student council planning a party, ¿verdad? Like, let's say prom, the theme, or winter formal, or, you know, lo que sea, homecoming. And it's always, like... Y nunca, parece que no ha cambiado, ¿verdad?
Pero entiendo, o sea...
Like, siempre es el rollo de ellos, el gusto de ellos, y la escuela como que, like, they don't get behind it. And then they're, like, wondering... How come no one's supporting this idea? I'm like, well, it's because you guys are not listening to what the school says, you know? Like,
yes,
it's more than just your club.
You know, then again, I can't really... I just feel like it's very... Like, somos, como te dije, 300 chamacos. Y en esos slides, nomás son como, like, 12 of the same kids over and over. Right? And if you didn't do sports, if you didn't do any extracurricular activity... You were non-existent.
Which kind of makes sense, to be fair, right? Like, if you didn't expose yourself in any way, shape, or form.
I was in clubs.
Well, that's true. You were in clubs.
Anyway, that's my little thing. Yeah. And then, you know, so I don't know. I didn't feel as... I could have gone without it. It wasn't as special as I thought it was going to be. Mm. No me acuerdo quién era la principal. El principal. I always ask you, who was our principal?
Gina Thompson.
Okay. I don't remember her speaking. I don't remember... I think the girl that gave the speech, she was a little, it was cringy.
I mean, there always are because we're woke in 18.
See, it was really cringy. It was really long. She had a paddle.
She had a paddle?
She made like a big old metaphor about a paddle.
Like keep paddling or keep going or like the way a dar?
Something like that.
Like te voy a pegar or like
no,
keep
no,
going?
No, no te voy a pegar.
¿Sigue remando?
Ajá.
Ah, okay.
Algo así. Rema on.
Okay.
And I remember I was just kind of telling my friend, like, you better not pop. Because her due date was that week, I think. She had her baby, like, soon after our graduation.
Like, she walked, as in giving birth, as he walked the line, the baby got the diploma, or como?
Casi.
What?
And then, como nos asignan por apellido.
Sí.
So she's López, I was López, so we were seated next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, It was over and it was over.
And that's it.
And that was it. I was like, well.
Yeah, we had very different graduation experiences, both you and I.
I could have easily been very happy with a virtual one at home.
You would have loved the whole COVID-19 thing.
Yeah.
¿Gustaría que te piten o que no te piten?
No.
¿No quieren que te hagan parade?
No.
Dudes, a mí no más, like, if I was graduating this year, a mí no más en desfile dedicado a mí. Like, not even, like, class of 2020. No, no. Jesse Juarez, you know, desfile.
¿Tú crees que mi mamá me iban a pagar para un banner? They didn't pay for my cap and gown.
Tampas.
Nobody would have even known that a COFA high school senior graduated from that house.
Oh, my God. Neta, because, like, if I felt I wasn't going to get a graduation, I would purposely fail high school so I can become a super senior.
Pero la cosa es que tu familia sabe, so they would have.
I would have wanted it.
You're the family that they do a graduation for kinder and for eighth grade promotions.
Which, to this day, I'd say I disagree with kinder promotions.
No, honestly, I love kinder promotions. Anytime I have, like,
I hate kinder promotions.
They bailan y cantan y el chamaco ya está. Uno falling off the stage, el otro picándose el moco, one is crying.
And that's exactly my problem. Why are we graduating these children? They're not ready.
It's about the entertainment.
No están listos esos chamacos picándose el moco.
Do you know when Baby Jasmine graduated from kinder?
I remember.
She was working the luau. Was it a luau?
Yeah.
Traía Hawaiian outfit. Sí. And movió todas las caderas everywhere. Like, she was living for the moment. I love kinder graduation.
It would be more fun if high school graduations were more like kinder graduations, you know?
Honestly.
Be put on a show. That's true. How come, like, graduations are not more entertaining? Like, because we gone to a college graduation and, I wanted to kill myself because it wasn't, first of all, it wasn't about me. You know, number one, it wasn't my graduation, so therefore I was just like,
First of all, you haven't graduated college.
So. I know, I have not. I totally am a dropout.
Nobody cares about you. I had a pinning ceremony, so that's like, wah-wah, you tried.
You opted to get the certification. You didn't want to get the degree.
No.
Yeah, you just wanted to be done with it because you're a Miss Efficient introvert.
La cosa es que I had a schedule.
Sí.
I had an itinerary.
Of course you did, Miss Gold. Claro que sí.
So when I was a junior, I was like, by this age, I'm going to be, me voy a recibir de algo para no andar pidiendo en la calle, you know, y no depender de un hombre.
Muy importante.
Como mi mamá siempre nos enseñó.
Muy importante.
And by 19, I'm going to be working. And I did that.
And how'd it go?
Great.
Así nomás.
Así nomás.
Dude, that's something that I do admire from you. Like, tú eres así como que, like, a lo que te dedicas y a lo que vas. Like, I wish I was more like that. Mm-hmm. And I probably would be if I was so worried about, like, mi desfile, que, you know, de mi graduation.
Well,
que
yo escogí una carrera técnica, first of all.
Right.
Massage therapy only had, like, two prereqs. It was, like, a bio class y a math, not even a math. I can't remember the other one. Pero yo, I actually was like, you know what? I'm going to take my generals por si me dan ganas de un associates. Then I started the massage program, and I was like, okay, in nine months, acabo. Why go more?
Mm-hmm.
So I finished my schooling in like a year and a half. So.
And I did an alternate route. Like, yo agarré mis college classes, and then ultimately took a step.
An alternate route?
Yeah. In the sense that, kid, like, I am not a traditional student.
Okay.
You know, because I got all my classes. I got everything for, like, a nursing program. And then I took a step back, took a step to the side, got certified as a medical assistant. So I also agarré una carrera técnica, which we mentioned in este podcast muchas veces antes that we are huge advocates for CTE, you know, and technical education. So when it comes to the certificate, no es igual a un college, you know, graduation.
No, para nada. It's not even, no.
Es como que, like, aquí está una cookie, muchas gracias, ahí te va, váyanse a trabajar.
A mí que te ponen un pin, ¿no?
Sí.
Ours was healing hands.
Ajá.
So, like, nomás te pican ahí el pin y bravo, y ahí están unos sándwiches, ahí están unos refrescos, tómate una foto con tu class, ahí están tus papis, tus mamis, bye.
So it is a mini graduation.
But it's so Jessica approved.
What is it about?
I loved it.
What is it about high school and college graduations that are so extended, dude?
Ay, porque primeramente se endeudaron para estar ahí.
En las colleges.
Yes.
El colegio.
A four-year thing.
Sí.
4 years.
Yeah.
Of you opting into torture.
$40,000 al año.
Sleepless nights. You know, 40,000. It's an achievement, Jesse.
It is. I'm not knocking
it. It's a huge achievement. But
for example, the one that we went to for a friend who like graduated in nursing. Mm-hmm. And
I think those are the only ones we've gone to.
Ahorita vamos a hablar de México también, pero
I meant like college.
Sí.
Because I haven't seen any of my friends walk the line in college. Mm-hmm. I've just gone to their nursing pinning ceremonies.
No, but, well, besides, we went to Nana's nursing pinning ceremony.
Mm-hmm. We didn't go to her NAU one.
We went to her AWC one, though.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. I just remember that picture.
I'm like, yeah, you did the slideshow.
I just for Nana.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So,
más, no me van a preguntar.
In our community college, aquí que estamos cerquitas, AWC, tenemos partnerships with, state universities. Así que it was like, now let's interview the president of Arizona Western College. Y luego daba su discurso, ¿no?, de 15 minutos. Now let's interview the vice president. Ahora sigue el de la ASU. Ahora sigue el de NAU. Ahora sigue el de U of A. And don't forget the, ¿cómo se llama? Magna Cum Laude or whatever,
They should really do it by degree. Well, that's a pinning ceremony, I guess. Huh?
Aquí estaban todos. No sé,
pero duran forever. And then the traffic afterwards.
It was like, ¿cuánto era? Como 4 horas que nos echamos ahí.
We left to Circle K.
Came back.
We went to we went to a gas station because we were like hungry.
Yeah.
And we went back and she was Flores. She's not even like in the middle of the grad.
Well, it's not like even after they call her name, se va. She still has to wait for everybody to throw their caps up.
You and I can leave.
Sí, pero we didn't.
No, we were nice.
Ahí nos quedamos. O sea, era un drag out process.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be so dragged out?
I hate sitting in the traffic after.
Now, if they added some kindergarten components to it, like una bailada,
ya ves.
Theme, that'd be
es
cool.
Es que en el kinder lo que pasa es que I think people know how mediocre it is. Mm-hmm. And they gotta make it fun.
Let's just have a good time.
That's what pre-K and K is all about, Jesse. Let's just have fun.
We can apply that to real life. We can apply that to adults. I would love to have fun.
But I mean, you're a teacher now. Put it in your next year's
petition. Goals. Yeah, let's make a dance off. Let's do a rap battle. Let's do like a breakdancing competition.
You're just gonna make it longer. That's what sucks.
At least it'll be entertaining.
They gotta get through all those names.
De perdida va a haber algo like así de como que de excitement versus and my fellow students who graduated. We are finally.
Y todos
here.
Dicen lo mismo. And like for real, I think the last was at Gami's nursing pinning ceremony.
Yeah.
Whoever gave that, which was really a really nice ceremony, but whoever gave one of those speeches, I I looked at Nana. No. She, her, and I were like, this leader just ripped her entire speech off of Pinterest quotes.
Neta que sí.
Like it's just repetitive.
I have noticed that all
so
the
cheesy
the ceremonies that we've gone to and the graduations that we've gone to, siempre lo mismo. We did it. After a long night, we are finally here. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the person who always brought us coffee. Shout out to the person who said we couldn't do it. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my parents. Blech.
We're so bad. But congrats, class of 2020. We're proud of you.
Felicidades, felicidades. I don't know if I'm upset at the graduation experience or if I'm just hating at this point.
I think you're hating.
No, because I had my own little certification one, whatever.
Anyway. Nomás hemos ido a una graduación en México, people. This is the only thing we have our knowledge to base off of. So now we're going to generalize and say that they're all like that.
Exactly. All right. In true 50-50 fashion, we have no idea what we're talking about, but aquí nos va. Basically, the way como funcionan las graduaciones en México is the following. Fuimos, and this was a college graduation, ¿verdad? Sí. And first of all, cuando llegamos ahí a México, like, está aquí, again, México literalmente está 3 pasos a la izquierda and you get there. Mm-hmm. Para nosotros.
From our house.
It is in our backyard. We cannot stress that enough. Pero anyways, vamos para México y cambia la escena en cuando cruzas la frontera. Pero cuando cruzas into the college campus, but like yo noté que se cambió even más. Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden, like in México, like in San Luis, así como que like, hey, compa, unos tacos al pastor, no, Simón, aquí te van. Y en el college era como que, bienvenidos, damas y caballeros. Están todos aquí invitados para la noche espectacular de hoy. Así como que like, whoa.
It was awesome.
All of a sudden, everybody's talking like in this Spanish que I can only describe as like poetic.
Sexy. Oh, okay.
they're both correct.
sexy.
Era como que un español elevado. It sounded beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, no era el español pocho que hablamos tú y yo. Mm-hmm. Era español.
De educados.
We were able to understand it. Pero así como que, y queremos felicitar aquí al señor delegado diputado de la colonia 1953, ¿verdad? Tamaulipas. I don't know, dude. Like
Tamaulipas. Yo me quedé anonadada con los nombres.
¿Anona qué?
Anonadada.
Hace ni me la sabía. Anonadada de los nombres.
Anonadada.
¿Qué significa? Anonadada.
Like in awe.
Oh, te quedas en awe de los nombres. Why?
Because they... Te dan todo el nombre,
sí.
Primer nombre, segundo nombre, apellido de papá, apellido de mamá y tu certificación.
Y el apodo.
Oh my God. And sound, everybody sounded so fancy. Like, se estaban graduando de, no sé, like, plumbing. I don't know.
Ajá, something basic.
Y era así como ingeniero de bla, 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 you know, and it was so beautiful.
Queremos felicitar a Federico Pacheco González de la Torres en cuanto a su bachillerato en ingeniería acuática.
Es como que acuática.
Like, it was like, it's true though. Like, it felt like titles of royalty.
Yes.
You know, the Duke, Sir of the 15th, you know, yeah. Regiment. You know what I mean? Like,
so cool.
It was. It really was. And
it was not long.
I think it didn't feel long to us because the whole thing was a
new
experience.
Phenomenal.
Ajá. Nos quedamos como que like, primeramente, again, el español solamente was beautiful. Beautiful.
Y luego, ¿te acuerdas que los que estaban anunciando los nombres, they looked like locutores?
Sí, dude, todos se parían como ese.
It was not boring.
¿Cómo se llama ese vato de 100 mexicanos? Dijeron, but the Before the Knuckle version.
Marco?
Sí, Marco Antonio Regil o algo así. You know how he's like, oh, con su sonrisa colgate, and he's like the good looking dude.
Y la muchacha bien bonita.
Así
se parecían. So with a guy and a girl.
Todos así se parecían, bien guapos todos, bien beautiful.
Were they televising it?
They were.
Oh, that's why. Wow.
I know.
Good job. Our friend is very professional.
Yeah, congratulations to you. ¿Quién se graduó? ¿En qué ni sé de qué se graduó? Algo de like comercio internacional, ¿no?
Sí, trabaja en las aduanas.
Ándale, there you go. So, yeah, like the whole thing was very elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we weren't used to that.
No.
You know,
y lo sales y todo, otra vez tienes que andar clawing con tus tacones entre la tierra para llegar a tu carro.
Sí, ¿verdad? Like, como que like
y luego te entra tierrita. Oh, I hate it.
That part ahí de México was like otro realmo. You know what I mean? Like it was a whole other world of sophistication, elegance, poise
that we've never experienced in Mexico.
Nail, dude, like I only read it in like novels, you know what I mean? Así como que, like the only time I've ever seen it to that level was in la película The Mask of Zorro,
mm-hmm.
cuando estaba like, you know, ¿cómo se llama? Don Fernando, you know, like así, like,
wow.
Like and Don Rafael de la, you know, de la Vega.
Wow.
Don Rafael de la Vega.
Sí, porque even when I was little and I would watch novelas when I was little, like maybe I was too little to understand. Y luego todas eran como novelas de niños.
Sí.
Eran las únicas que nos dejaban mirar.
Ajá.
So it was like dumbed down Spanish, I'm assuming. Pero sí, estaba muy bonito.
Mm-hmm.
Si nos vuelven a invitar a uno en México, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. You know, like, con ganas de like just simply taking classes and graduating in Mexico just to relive that experience again. Because it was really, really nice.
Very nice.
Así que, you guys have to experience it for yourself. Así que if you guys have friends and family que se van a graduar en México, my suggestion to you is to go check it out because it really is phenomenal. Like, it's a lot to learn from. Pero de ahí en fuera, you guys, I mean, you know, in a nutshell, le damos gracias a those who graduated the class of 2020, whether it's college, whether it's high school, not middle school, eso no cuenta. Les damos felicidades to everybody. Lo lamentamos de que no se pudo hacer una forma tradicional, pero think about it like this. Your class is absolutely unique in a way that might not even repeat itself ever again.
Mm-hmm. And in your time.
In our time. So this is es una very unique circumstance that you guys get to deal with. If you guys are out of high school, now you get to experience the world in a state that has never been experienced before. Si se están graduando del colegio, you guys get to apply into a field that is either rapidly developing, mm-hmm. or if it's like in the healthcare field, you guys get to practice hands-on,
yeah.
you know, and have a real impact on the current circumstances que estamos viviendo. Así que no se agüiten en el sentido de que maybe you guys didn't get your ceremony como se debe, pero you guys are stepping into a very, very once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and experience, así que make the most out of it.
And you will always be the class of 2020 Siempre. Of COVID-19.
You guys will always be, yeah, exactly that, exactly that. Así que...
Do you want to know, like, another little thing? Mm-hmm. Or maybe after?
Sure, tell me.
This would have marked my 10-year class reunion.
Oh, and it got canceled because of COVID-19? Ya ves, sí hay beneficios to COVID-19, les guste o no.
I wasn't going to go anyway, but if Gloria would have thrown it, I would have felt a little obligated to do it.
Yeah. Well, felicidades to class of 2020. Happy graduation to everybody. This is 50-50. Hasta luego. And that was a short and sweet episode of the 50-50. Facilito. I think we're going to be like in under 45 minutes. This is probably our shortest episode.
Cool.
I mean, what else is there to say, right?
What else is there to say?
Like, felicidades. La hiciste.
Que buena la pases.
Ajá. Y vamos a bailar. Y mueve las caderitas.
Ya.
Okay. Felicidades. Pues qué mala onda. Pues el COVID, ¿no? El COVID.
El COVID.
Y pues...
The canora.
The canora. Yeah. Pero, guys, go out there. Make it happen. Make the best out of it. That's all we can tell you.
And if you're going to use an air horn, please ice your forearm.
You know, and as someone who hasn't graduated from a traditional college experience, like, te perdías, se graduaron, so cállense acá, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Y de nuevo, if you can, go check out Mexico graduations. There's something else. Y si les ha gustado este episodio and this content, check out more. We have the 5050.com. That is THE-50FIFTY.com. Check out our Instagram. That is the5050THE.50FIFTY. Estamos en Facebook, pero la neta no usamos. So just go to our Instagram. If you guys like this episode and our content, share it. Leave a review. We love the feedback. Come in, drop by, say hi on a DM. Aquí estamos nosotros to respond to our fans. We've been doing this now for almost 2 years.
Whew.
I didn't think I was going to go for this much, and I've been enjoying every step of the way. So, everybody, muchas gracias. And once again, thank you for listening to
The 50-50.